Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, January 9th, 5:30. This half hour just for you guys that are up early with us. We know it's hard to get up when it's still dark out, and so we come on early, half hour early for you guys to get you the info you need, maybe make you smile, maybe make you laugh a little bit. It's been a crazy week so far, a lot going on, and it's hard to not think about all the people in California right now that are just suffering, and while they're battling these wildfires, that's just weighing heavily on my mind. Yesterday, we had one of my friends who is in the middle of it, and we talked to him, and I got a text from him last night that they evacuated.
No.
Yeah, so he owns a boat. It's a small sailboat, but you know, it's got the little area underneath, and
yeah.
So he and his wife packed up, and they're staying on the boat right now because the fires, they're just, another one popped up yesterday in the Hollywood Hills.
I saw that. So what is that, a total of five?
I think it's five right now, and they're hoping today they're going to turn the corner on this because the winds are gone.
Yes.
And so they're hoping they're going to be able to start making some major progress today. And we're going to talk more about this later, how you can help, some of the more well-known names that you probably have heard of that are being affected by it. A lot of that coming up later this morning. But how about your friends in the area? How are they doing?
So I've been reaching out via social media, and it's funny because we talked yesterday to your friend that is now, that has evacuated, and he even said he doesn't think that he would evacuate.
Yeah.
And now that was in the same position with my friends that live a little bit more central LA, more like in the downtown area. And they were saying that they didn't think they were going to need to evacuate, and they did.
They did too.
And maybe because of the smoke and all that other stuff, but they just said precautionary, we're going to evacuate and go back home to San Diego. And the traffic going south was insane. I can't imagine, and I know a lot of our Las Vegas firefighters, they've been going down and helping out in LA. My mom, she is on the city council for a really small town about 2 hours east of LA, and she said that the winds were affecting her house so badly, I guess it was reaching up to 100 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh.
And she thought that her glass windows were going to shatter. That's how scary it was. Just 2 hours east. Imagine being in the middle, in the thick of it in LA.
With fire all around you. The reason some of these other fires are starting is because the embers from the current fires are flying miles away and starting new fires. So it's not like a domino effect where the fire is just spreading and getting bigger and bigger. These embers are going and starting new fires.
Right.
So it's just, it's been awful. And two Southern Nevada Red Cross Red Cross volunteers, I know they deployed to LA to yesterday to help those, and yes, like you said, we had our firefighters deploy out there to go help make some headway on this. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about it later. Check in with some people in the area. Getting some texts here. Dawn says, did you see the one where the young adult tried to save his friend's house and then had to save themselves and leave? I did.
With
did
the
you see
hose?
That video?
I just saw it this morning.
Oh my gosh.
It was near the Hollywood Hills, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I saw them trying to save the house with the garden hose. And I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but unfortunately, that type of water and that power won't help.
Yeah, I know. It's at that point, though, you're probably not thinking clearly. You're trying to do anything you can, and
right. It's
just, it's been tough. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, and just sending all of our love to the people out there this morning. It's been a rough couple of days, that's for sure. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I tried to turn myself around last night, just from the heaviness, and I talked to some of my really good friends. I think like what puts me in a good mood is talking to some of my best friends. So me and James were on the phone with them. We're just, you know, it's fun to like just talk about like nothing and just like just put a smile on your face. They're going to the Philippines in a couple weeks. We just went last year, so we're giving them advice on where to go and what to do, but it's just giving that lightness, like, oh, I need to just call my friends. So I did much better right before I went to sleep.
Good.
I called my friends. I was like, hey, how are you? Let's just talk about nothing. And it put a smile on my face.
Sometimes you just need to take your mind off of things. And yeah, just I'll put on just a mindless show. It just so my mind is not thinking of other things and just something to make you laugh. So hopefully we can be that for you guys this morning. If you ever want to reach out, we are here. Our number is 702-364-9400. And we'd love for you to use that number right now. For the pre-show, you pick them. Time to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Aini Kamoze? Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still have it like that. Do you want to hear Do You Know What It Takes by Robin? Do you want to hear I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. Get your votes in now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. I think that every family kind of has like their own little language where there's certain words or phrases that you use in your family, but you don't really hear people using them outside of your home. And last night, my mom brought up a word that I haven't heard in years. I mean, I haven't lived with my parents for a very long time. And when I was in the house, I heard it all the time. But now that I'm out, I don't hear it as often. And that word is bougie.
Bougie?
Bougie. Not it's kind of like bougie, but it's bougie. It's bougie.
It's bougies. Like, it's like a bougie way of saying bougie.
And what it means is underwear in Hungarian.
Oh.
Like female underwear, panties.
Granny panties.
Not necessarily granny panties, but panties. So last night I was talking to my mom, and there's something going around. Like rotavirus, like people are getting really sick. And I made a comment to her. I was like, man, I have not been feeling well this week. My stomach's just upset. And she's like, well, you better wear your bougies to bed. And I was like, what? And she's like, you better wear your bougies to bed. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, in case you have an accident.
Oh,
I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, also bougies, why are you saying that? It's a Hungarian word, but I have not heard it in years because I feel like it's only used in our house. Now, if we're in Hungary, that's another story. It's probably used far more often, but it was just so funny. I realized, wow, that is only a word that we use in my house.
There's a word that we growing up, only I heard it in our household. And it's this term called goulash.
Oh, my mom makes goulash.
Okay, so this, I thought we were special, right? I was like, yeah, you know, my parents, they make goulash. And for them, the goulash was ground beef, green beans, and tomato sauce. And they just mixed it up, and then we put it over a bed of white rice. And I was like, yeah, my mom made goulash. A lot of my friends back home, they didn't know what goulash was. Well, and I remember growing up, I was like, yeah, oh, one of my favorite dishes. Oh, you wouldn't know the term. It's goulash. They're like, we know goulash. I'm over here thinking I'm special that I'm the only one that knew goulash.
What gets me, though, is your recipe for goulash is completely different than what our recipe for goulash is. And I wonder if that's just a normal thing, like everyone has their own family recipe for goulash.
What was your family
goulash?
Ours
is like a soup. And again, it goes back to Hungary. This is a Hungarian soup, and this is how it is in all of Hungary. It's a soup. It's got chunks of beef in it, like cubed beef. It's got carrots, potatoes. What else is in there? Like onions. It's like a soup. And my mom will make it, especially when it's cold outside. She's like, I made goulash. Oh, and there's little noodles in it.
Okay.
Like little handmade noodles that she makes and throws in there. And that's our goulash. So it's so interesting to hear your version of goulash is completely, it's a different food.
Yeah.
Like, we're thinking it's the same food, but they're totally different foods.
Right. And then what's the new word that I learned today?
Bougies.
Bougies. Okay.
I hope you pull up your bougies and get ready for the day, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, January 9th. It is 6:04. I was just going to look at my calendar here. Do we get Monday off or is it next Monday?
Next Monday.
Oh, dang it.
I know. You're jumping the gun a little, but it's all good.
I was all excited. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is, on the 20th. And so some businesses are closed that day. I was just thinking, do we have a 3-day weekend this weekend or next weekend? I was just in the office. I went to put something in our refrigerator and I noticed I didn't eat my snack yesterday that I brought to work. And I'm telling you, if I ever win Mega Bucks or anything like that, you know how when you live this new lavish lifestyle, everything changes. You go out to fancier restaurants, you fly first class, you do all this. I am convinced if I were ever to win Mega Bucks, I would still eat this poor meal. And it is Uncrustables. You know, it's a poorer meal, but I will never change my eating habits because of winning money. My Uncrustables is in there and I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's like a treat for me. I have my Uncrustables in the fridge.
You put me on Uncrustables, Mercedes. I eat them every day too now.
They're so good. They're so good.
What's the flavor?
The strawberry one.
I have the grape one.
I got the grape one, yeah.
I love the grape.
Yeah. Well, I don't like grape jelly, but did you know the grape one has more calories than the strawberry one?
How many more?
Because the strawberry one's like 240 calories, and I think the grape one's 310 calories.
Oh,
I need all the calories I can take.
I am opposite. I'm like, if I could save some sugar grams and some calories, I'm going to go with that. But do you have like a poor meal you would still eat even if you were a billionaire?
For me, Top Ramen. Cup of noodles.
So good.
Cup of noodles. J-Love, do you have one?
I wouldn't even say it's a cheap meal. It's In-N-Out, you know, pulling up at the drive-thru in a Rolls Royce. Mm. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
Get that extra spread.
Well done,
fries. Animal style.
Yes.
Let's go.
100%. We have so much coming up this morning. Don't go anywhere because at 7:30, another chance for you to try and conquer the Mega Minute. We almost had a winner yesterday. It came down to the final question, and they had extra time. They just didn't know the answer, and it was heartbreaking. So today will be the day we'll get a winner and win those Mariah Carey tickets. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, heads up, Tickets to see the Maroon 5 residency. It's going to be absolutely incredible. But on the way next, we have what's trending. The California wildfires, they are just devastating the state. So many have lost their homes, including a lot of celebrities. We're going to talk about it and how you can help. Details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending on Mix 94.1.
The California wildfires are trending this morning. They're raging out of control in Southern California. Several people have lost their home, including a lot of celebrities. We'll talk about that in a second. But just to give you an idea of what's going on, they do say that fire crews are now making some progress on that Sunset Fire, which was in the Hollywood Hills. So many people have been evacuated from there. They're hoping today is going to be the turning point as the winds have died down and they are able to make some more progress in putting these fires out. The Pacific Palisades area too. So many celebrities live there. The homes of Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, that was reduced to rubble and ashes. Anna Faris lost her home. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag from The Hills lost their home. Paris Hilton, she lost her Malibu home. Fergie's house was part of the homes in the path of the flames. Ben Affleck, he ended up fleeing from his $20 million home and his ex Jennifer Garner's home. And, you know, and it, I've seen some people say like, oh, they're celebrities. They can buy new homes. You know, it's devastation for everyone.
Regardless of how much money you make.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just absolute devastation. Other stars who had to evacuate or lost their homes include Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, Jennifer Grey, Ricky Lake, Eugene Levy, Jamie Lee Curtis. And Jamie Lee Curtis was actually on Jimmy Fallon last night. And she got very emotional talking about what's going on.
As you know, where I live is on fire right now. Literally, the entire city of the Pacific Palisades is burning. And it's gnarly, you guys. It's just a catastrophe in Southern California. Obviously, there have been horrific fires in many places. This is literally where I live. Everything. The market I shop in, the schools my kids go to. Many, 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 many friends now have lost their homes.
It's just pure devastation. And so many people want to know how they can help. There's a lot of scammers out there. So please be careful. But the California Fire Foundation Wildfire and Disaster Relief Fund is a legitimate organization. The World Central Kitchen, that's the global nonprofit from Chef Jose Andres. And they're already on the ground in Southern California to help first responders and evacuees and help feed them. The Salvation Army, the Red Cross, the California Community Foundation, the Cal Fire Benevolent Foundation, all legitimate organizations. And also consider if you have money that you can help out with costs and stuff. The Pasadena Humane Society, a lot of animals have been displaced and it's just it's really a catastrophe. It truly is.
You know, being from there, I mean, seeing this devastation is just unbelievable. This place I used to call home, I mean, the destruction is just unfathomable. It's crazy, man.
I think a lot of people too that aren't at home. I see like Jamie Lee Curtis flew out to New York City, or the people that don't live there anymore, and their childhood homes are still in LA. That really affects me too. Things that affected me too are like the animals. I saw a video of a firefighter. He was putting out the fire with the water with his hose in one hand, and an animal on the right came to him, and he was petting it and trying to comfort it.
Yeah,
that one really broke me. And a lot of people don't know. It's like, why, you know, LA is right next to the ocean. Why can't they just take the ocean water? It's because you can't use salt water to put out fires, because it'll ruin the vegetation in the soil. And I think that there's just a lot going on mentally that I just try to take a step back. And thank you for sharing that information and how we can help.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us or text us. We'll get you that information. And we're going to keep you posted. We'll check in later on with some of our friends who are going through this right now in that area. But that is the latest, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I didn't realize James still plays Fortnite. He needs to play with my daughters. They love playing Fortnite.
Oh my gosh. He plays it almost every night. Every night.
James is Steph's husband, and is he to the point where you're getting annoyed, like, with him spending too much time playing Fortnite, or is it just like a little window that he takes some time out of his day to decompress?
Well, one of the things with James is he likes to decompress, but he's a competitive player to the point where he will invite friends online and they'll play on teams together. He actually invited my 13-year-old nephew to bond with him more. He goes, hey, what's your what is it called, your username, and let's add each other. So he did, and they were playing, and they have a headset, so I can't hear my nephew, but I can hear James when they're playing. So I hear him go, go for the kill. I'm like, whoa. And he's like screaming on top of his lungs, and then he goes, stop hiding in the bushes and go kill him. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, what's going on? So now I'm interested. So now I'm watching, and you can see my nephew's player just struggling.
Like, he's just scared.
Yes. And he's really, really, yeah. So he's not really, he's a beginner. So James is like, come on, we got to do this. You can do this. Go for the kill. Stop hiding. Start building. And so then you can see them dying, and you'll go, you've placed number 56.
Oh, dang, they did suck.
they were not good. So he's like, let's do it again. And they were at it for like 2 hours.
Oh, that's nice of him to do that with him, but is that putting too much pressure on your nephew?
I think so. So I'm like, hey, go easy on Sammy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, go easy on him.
No.
He's 13.
No.
He doesn't need, there's no need for that. And then he goes, well, how do you expect him to toughen up?
Right, exactly, because I play Call of Duty, and I love destroying 12-year-olds. I mean, seriously. Because
I
when
love
you
destroy.
I
that
love
is the quote of the day. I love destroying 12-year-olds.
Because when you got the headset on, when you destroy them, you can hear them. Their comms come on for 5 seconds. And this one kid, I felt so bad. He goes, Blake, you man. And I'm like, you little son of a.
Oh, he's cursing you out?
Yeah, he's cursing me out.
Because you killed him?
I knocked the stank out of him. Boy, it was awesome.
Wait, kids are cursing you out and
cursing
you're
me out. For 5 seconds, their comms open up.
And then are you cursing out the little kids?
No, I just go.
Don't lie.
No, they can't hear me. I can hear them when they die.
Okay.
And so when I come home.
Oh, does it turn on when you die?
Yeah, it turns on when you die. So when I come home, my wife goes, oh, so you're going to go wreck some 12-year-olds again, huh? I'm like, you're dang right I am. I'm going to tear them up.
I feel like you can't be easy on them because they're not going to get better if you are.
100%.
That's the only thing. Like, when I don't play a ton of video games, but we've been playing that new Mario Mario Party we got. Mm-hmm. And so over vacation, the four of us were playing, and Sophie always just destroys all of us. Always. But there were a couple of games that I beat her, and I could tell she was frustrated. I'm like, hey, this is the only way. I'm making you better by beating you. You know what I mean?
It builds character.
Dan, good morning. What do you think?
Well, my wife and I, for our distressor, we both play Fortnite as well. What's that?
Do you guys go easy on each other, or is it full-on competitiveness?
Well, we don't play against each other. We play as a team. And our code is, you want to go kill some kids when we know that we both had a bad day.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely brutal. Hey, want to go kill some kids?
Yeah.
It's all in Fortnite, and it's all in the fun of it.
Yeah.
I promise.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So let's get you an update on the California wildfires. As of midnight, close to 30,000 acres of land in LA were being affected by several fires, with the death toll standing at 5 people, all in the Eaton Fire. It was just before 6 our time last night that a new fire broke out in the Hollywood Hills near the iconic Hollywood sign. A lot of residents were evacuated from the area. The largest of the fires is the Palisades Fire. That has destroyed at least 300 structures, had over 13,000 others at risk. The Eaton Fire grew to over 10,000 acres yesterday, again, with 0% containment. They're hoping to make some headway today as the winds have died down. The Critics' Choice Awards, those were supposed to be held on Sunday. They've been postponed now to January 26th. We were talking earlier about all the celebrities that you may know who have lost their homes. That's just in addition to everyone else. I was just in tears here watching this story of a woman, and she and her brother were trying to save their childhood home of 55 years. And they were trying to escape when they realized it wasn't going to happen. And so she was running away and she was calling for her brother, and she didn't hear him anymore. And they found his body with a fire hose or with a garden hose still in his hand, trying to put it out. It's absolutely devastating.
Yeah. It's like, and you look on social and you really can't escape it because it's the biggest news out there. I saw a firefighter holding an older man, looked like a senior citizen, and getting out of his home because he couldn't help himself evacuate. And I was in tears seeing that.
We are going to check in with one of our radio colleagues that works in Los Angeles, and she's going to kind of let us know what is happening from their perspective of people that are in it, and we'll talk to her next. We're hoping there's some good news that is going to come out of this. So far, it's been really rough. But again, if you want to help any of the victims, there's a lot of different avenues: Salvation Army, California Community Foundation, California Fire Foundation, Wildlife and Disaster Relief. And don't forget about the animals too. The Pasadena Humane Society could really use some help. So just a couple of ways you can put your dollars to good use. Also this morning, moving on, all three of us drink coffee, right? All drink coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
It.
So this could be a good thing. A new study has found drinking it in the morning could help you live longer. But if you keep drinking it all day, then you might not get those benefits. They tracked people's health for 10 years and then split them into three categories: the people that only drink coffee in the morning, the people who drank it all day, and the people that didn't drink coffee at all. And what they found was that the morning coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason, and a 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease compared to the non-coffee group. But if you drink coffee all day, that's where all the benefits, they disappear. So they're saying that if you have your last cup of before noon, that could save your life. That's where they saw it. And they're defining moderate coffee drinkers as like 2 to 3 cups each morning.
So, oh, okay.
So now my coffee has a curfew now?
Yes, exactly.
Your coffee has a curfew. I was going to say, is there an amount, a maximum amount I drink? Like, let's say I have 3 cups before noon or 2 cups. They didn't say.
They say the best amount is 2 to 3 cups.
2 to 3 cups is the best.
That's the best amount. And I'm thinking maybe if you drink it afternoon, then that's when it starts messing with your sleep, and then you have a hard time going to bed. And then when you lose sleep, that affects your health, something like that.
Probably, because if I drink coffee, honestly, coffee doesn't work for me anyway afternoon.
I can literally drink a cup of coffee and take a nap right after.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't affect me either. I think it just gets me to that threshold I need to function properly, but it doesn't keep me up.
So I got my mug right here. So now I got to tell it, behave like a responsible adult, okay? Unlike me at 3 p.m. ordering another latte. You need to be a responsible adult, okay?
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Right.
Finally, this morning, do you guys know who Lily Allen is?
She's
a singer, in England. She is married to Stranger Things actor David Harbour.
Yeah.
And they just recently broke up. They were together for 5 years, and we are now finding out what happened. So Lily, she caught David cheating on the celebrity dating app Raya. Have you guys heard of Raya before? Only you have to be a celebrity to be able to join this app. And this is the funny part. That's where they actually met in the first place. They met on Raya, and she caught him cheating on Raya.
A dummy.
She rejoined, and she pretended that she was looking for women. So that way she could kind of look at,
Did she say why she went on there? Is it something that he did that made her go back on there?
That's what I'm trying to explain. She rejoined to pretend to be looking for women. And then that way she could cross-reference them with the ladies that he follows on Instagram to see if he was seeing anyone.
She knew.
It was all a spy thing.
She knew. There's a woman's instinct gut that she had that said, I'm feeling like I need to do this to spy. And I don't believe she caught him. Is it like he had his full-on bio? Like, he was who he was. He wasn't, like, catfishing?
Well, yeah, he was who he was. And she said that, you know, she only rejoined just so she could stalk him to see what he was doing on there. And she is completely completely devastated. So, I mean, if you're going to go back on the dating apps, you got to make sure it's not one that your celebrity wife is allowed to be a part of.
He's got no street smarts at all, dude. No. None. He's not ghetto fab at all, dude. No.
Well, we are definitely not a fan of
no.
cheating on rivals.
No.
All right, coming up next, we check in with our radio friend, Lara Scott. She does radio in Los Angeles. She's going to tell us what is happening in that area with the wildfires. That's next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking a lot about the devastation in Southern California and getting a lot of questions on the text line on how we can help here in Southern Nevada. And there's a lot of ways. Salvation Army, the California Fire Foundation, Wildfire and Disaster Relief Fund, the World Central Kitchen, so many different ways. And we wanted to check in with one of our radio colleagues. She works at K-Earth in LA, if you're from that area, and just a wonderful person. Lara Scott is on with us. Lara, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. Thank you so, so much for having me on. And thank you to everybody who's texting and asking how they can help. That, oh my gosh, that touches my heart.
Well, talk to us, Lara. This is just beyond devastation. This is catastrophic for your home and your city. And how are you doing, first of all?
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I've been getting the texts and the calls from friends around the country, seeing the images on the news, checking in. And my family and I, we're far away from where the actual fires are happening, but anywhere in LA, you can smell smoke. And all of us at this point know somebody who's lost a home, who's had to evacuate. I've had friends who've had to evacuate multiple times because they were in the Palisades. They went to Brentwood, and then they had to leave that area when the evacuation came in. So maybe they went into Hollywood. There was a fire in Hollywood last night. So we just can't seem to catch a break right now. The good news is that the wind seems to be dying down. It's still very gusty, but the worst, like the 70 to 80 mile an hour gusts seem to be behind us. And today should be about 30 to 40 miles per hour. So hopefully that's going to give our incredible firefighters a bit of a break.
That is some really good news. I'm really hoping they turn a corner on this. You know, a lot of times in radio, we are like friends to people who listen. And I have to imagine a lot of your listeners are reaching out to you and talking to you. What's the general feeling? What are people saying to you when you talk to them?
Well, Mercedes, you've probably experienced this too. We are so honored to be able to spend people's days with them, you know, and be a part of their lives and a part of their routine. And I think they really count on the voice that they know to be there. And especially in times like this, when it feels like everything is falling apart, our station plays 70s, 80s, 90s. Bon Jovi, Aha, Take On Me. Like, we're kind of like the comfort food of radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody described it that way. And I'm like, ah, that's a nice compliment. But for people, when it feels like everything else is just upside down, to be able to turn the radio on and have at least that be the same kind of makes it feel like maybe the entire world isn't falling apart. And also just being there to listen to people, to hear them saying, I'm scared, I'm worried about this, do you know what's happening? And just being there to listen and comfort them and hopefully offer some inspiration. And man, I will tell you, and I'm sure you all know this too, you can't fall apart when you're on the air. I mean, certainly you can have a moment here or there, but you have to keep it together. Mm-hmm. And this is so close. I mean, I saw the flames on the hillside in Brentwood, driving to work yesterday on the 405. You know, we smell the smoke. It hits so close to home. But I take it very seriously. I take it as an honor that hopefully I can be there to pass along info and also maybe a little inspiration and share ways that people can help.
We're talking to Lara Scott, who is working at our sister station, K-Earth, in Los Angeles. Now, we were talking, Lara, about some of the organizations that if people want to help, they can reach out to. Salvation Army being one of those, Red Cross, World Central Kitchen. What are you hearing? We're getting a lot of, I'm seeing a lot of posts recently about the Pasadena Humane Society, and there's a lot of animals that have been displaced and they need help. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, thank you for sharing that. And I will say, too, I think in the midst of such a tragedy, we are seeing the best of people in sharing so many resources. People saying, hey, I can take five dogs at my house, or hey, if somebody needs a place to stay, hit me up on the DMs, you know, and let's work something out. And yes, I heard the Pasadena Humane Society on the radio yesterday, and I believe they're looking for people to foster animals. And I think also, you know, donations of pet supplies, that kind of thing. A lot of people, when the evacuation orders come, don't want to leave because some shelters don't allow people to have their pets with them. So just seeing how many people are opening up their homes and how many organizations are opening up their spaces has been really beautiful. And just to kind of give you a visual, I heard that the Rose Bowl Stadium, you know, where we just saw the football game played,
yeah.
The Rose Bowl Stadium has opened up for large animals.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's probably like canceled events going on this next weekend, but it looks like there is a little bit of hope that you said that the winds are dying down and that we're going to have some hope of just it'll finally clear up, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will tell you, I went through, I wasn't there for Hurricane Ian, but it destroyed my hometown in Southwest Florida a couple of years ago. And I was there just afterwards. And I can't even describe what it feels like to see a place that you grew up and a place that you loved completely destroy. I mean, rubble, you know, where the place that you went to for 15 years, there's basically the foundation left and that's it. And it's a similar situation out here. It's fire. It's not a hurricane. But I've also seen in my hometown the rebuilding that's been happening, the community coming together, the love and the outpouring of support, not just in the area, but from around the country. And truly, miracles can happen with the healing that comes from that. And it takes time, but it does come.
Yeah, it sure does. And like you said, we're seeing the best of humanity, too. I just saw a video of firefighters who went to a home and saw photo albums in there, and they just brought them out. They
and
didn't know
laptops,
who they belonged to.
Yes.
Yeah, Lara Scott, you're amazing. K-Earth in Los Angeles, so happy that you are safe. Thank you for giving us information, and we are just sending you so much love from Las Vegas.
Thank you so much. Well, we love Las Vegas. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Music is a powerful way to evoke nostalgia. It transports you to past times and past places and just is associated with so many emotions. And sometimes you hear a song and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm instantly transported back to that place. And that's what happened with you with this song. And I didn't know this song until I Googled it and listened to it. I was like, oh my gosh, I never knew it was called that before.
This song, well, it's came up because the artist just recently passed away and I was putting it on repeat. My mom used to play this song for me when she was pregnant. And then one of the first songs I ever sang was this song. The Oogum Boogum song by Brenton Wood.
I didn't know what this song was called. I do remember like hearing this. I want to say in like a movie that was set in like the 50s or 60s or something like that.
And people are like, why is this song your first favorite? My mom, it was her favorite song. So she would put me in a good mood when I was little. This was it.
Does everyone remember like their first favorite song? It was the first song that you were like, this is my favorite song. Obviously, those change over the years. But that's so funny that is your first favorite song.
First favorite song. There's videos of me when I was a kid singing the song. It's just, it brings back a lot of memories. What about you? What's your first favorite song?
I'm trying to think back to when I was a kid. What was the first song?
Maybe your parents influenced
you? You know what?
You?
I know exactly what it was because my dad used to listen to him all the time, especially on Sunday mornings. I could hear the music from my room while they were cooking breakfast, and it became my first favorite song.
All my exes live in Texas.
George Strait.
George Strait. My dad was obsessed with George Strait, and that, because I heard all his songs, All My Exes Live in Texas became my first favorite song.
It's a catchy song, too.
I mean, here I am, this little kid going, All My Exes Live in Texas. Like, what are you
like
talking
about? Like the letter
about?
X? What do you mean?
It's so funny. J-Lev, do you remember what your very first favorite song was?
I don't think that this is going to surprise you guys because I'm from L.A. And mine was N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I could see Jay Lev on his bike riding down Compton. Oh, yeah. What part of L.A. were you from?
South Central, so 125th and El Segundo.
Okay.
That's I see him like going to school in one of those cars that jumps up.
The lowrider
truck? No, I had a lowrider bike. I was literally, oh, yeah, man. I was like, heck, yeah. You can't see me, but I'm just like.
On his lowrider bike? I didn't know they made lowrider bikes.
Is that the one with the rail?
The handlebars way up here, yeah.
That is too funny. Yeah. I can see it. Wait, look, here comes J Love riding down the street with your bike with your hands straight up in the sky.
My dad and my brother, we put it together and it was awesome.
And he still, that's how he gets to work too. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they finalized their divorce on Monday, finally?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it actually happened quicker than I expected. And I guess she gets to keep the diamond engagement ring that he gave her. This diamond engagement ring is 8.5 carats. And it's worth $5.6 million. She gets to keep it. I guess, from what I'm hearing, she keeps all of her rings. So that would be a collection. If you count all the time she's been married and or engaged, six engagement rings. And that they're saying that that collection is worth about $17 million.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I would love to have kept the ring. Like, let's say, God forbid, knock on wood, James and I don't work out, we get a divorce, I would tell him I'm keeping the ring. This has been a part of me. You gave this to me. This is a gift that you gave me. Unfortunately, we didn't work out, but I'm not giving back the ring. Maybe if we were engaged, I would, but we've been married. So I think I would keep my ring.
I think that after marriage is one thing, before is another. I agree. I think that the marriage kind of solidifies it. I feel like it's a contingent gift until the marriage. So if you're engaged and you break off the engagement, I think you should give the ring back. I really do feel like it belongs to that person. But after the marriage, I think it's fair game. It's yours.
But isn't it depending on who breaks it off, though? If the girl breaks it off, she should give it back. But if the guy breaks it off, she should keep it. Don't you think?
Well, are we talking before marriage or after marriage?
Before marriage.
Yeah, actually, I can see that. If I'm engaged to you and I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work out. I want to break off the engagement. Yeah.
Well, Jayla, metaphorically,
okay.
You and Aaron, she says, hey, you know, sorry, babe, this isn't working out.
Before or after?
No, now, like today, after the show, she goes, hey, babe, this isn't working out. What would you do? Would you want the ring back or would you?
No, she can have it.
She can have it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why after marriage?
It was a gift. It was a gift to me, to her, to show her how much I love her.
Okay.
And my commitment to her. And so I'm still going to be committed to, hey, look, here, if you want the ring, keep the ring. It's yours.
What if we made it a thing where you got engaged with fake diamonds, and then once you got married, you switched it to a real diamond? So if something like that happens, you just lost the price of a fake diamond, right? No big deal.
That's a good idea.
Well, that's kind of messed up.
No, is it?
You, as long that's as you're smart, forthcoming
though.
About it, you can't lie.
No, you can't be forthcoming.
I would definitely. Hey, this is fake, by the way.
No, so,
but what though? At the ceremony, we're switching it off.
You actually have your jeweler right there, like Michael E. Minden's on site, ready to replace it for you.
Hey, he would do something like that.
Yeah, 100%. All right, it's time to win this morning. It's time for the Mega Minute. If you were listening yesterday, we almost had someone conquer the Mega Minute. It really got down to the wire. Last question, they got them all right, and then that last one stumped them. So today is the day. Let's get a winner for some Mariah Carey tickets. The Celebration of Mimi, a tour live in Las Vegas, her residency at Dolby Live. We've got your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Get them all correct and you win the tickets. Caller 20 gets to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Neva, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to try your hand at the Mega Minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. We are ready to get a winner all week long. We've been trying, haven't made it yet, but you're going to be the difference maker today. We've got these Mariah Carey tickets for you to check out the Celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You think you can pull it off?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so too.
I think you'll get it. Neva, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the game, it starts now.
In football, a field goal is worth how many points?
Three.
Yes. Three. The Consumer Electronics Show is currently happening in what city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. The show Squid Game is streaming on what service?
Netflix.
Yes. Blake Lively is married to which actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. What singer has the hits Rich Girl and Holla Back Girl?
Christina Aguilera.
No. What actor played Smokey in the movie Friday?
Pass.
What is James Bond's code name?
Pass.
What city and state is Graceland in?
Nashville, Tennessee?
Incorrect. What was the very first video ever played on MTV?
Video Killed the Radio Star?
Yes, that is correct. What South American country is primarily home to the Amazon rainforest?
Oh, darn it.
Oh, Neva, you started so strong. I thought, oh my gosh, we got it. And then we got hung up on a couple of them. She said Christina Aguilera as the singer that sang Rich Girl and Holla Back Girl. It's actually Gwen Stefani. Chris Tucker played Smokey in the movie Friday. James Bond's code name is 007. The city and state that Graceland is in, that's Memphis, Tennessee. You got Video Killed the Radio Star, right? And then just at the very end, the South American country that is primarily home to the Amazon rainforest is Brazil.
Oh, that was kind of a hard one.
That was. I thought, you know, a couple of them were a little tricky, but man, you really gave it a good effort, Neva. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, two of them, to check out Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get to it this morning. We're learning more about the intentions of the man who carried out that deadly New Year's Day attack in New Orleans. So investigators are saying that Shamsuddin Jabbar, he built two bombs using what's believed to be a powerful explosive called RDX. And those bombs could have killed or wounded hundreds of people. But they did not detonate because he used the wrong detonation method.
What?
Yeah. It could have been. It is still tragic. 14 people killed and injured, more than 30, when he drove his rented pickup truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street early on January 1st. But those two bombs, if they would have detonated, could have killed or wounded hundreds of people.
It's we're only in 9 days into the year.
And I'm exhausted.
Like, yeah. Between everything with the fires, the Cybertruck
thing.
It's
so sad, man.
I mean, it's like one of those things where, yes, 14, but imagine hundreds.
Yeah. It's hard to find a bright side of something so tragic. But yeah, police ended up killing him in a shootout that also wounded two officers. Also this morning, Billboard, they did a big ranking of the top artists of the 21st century. This is all based, performance based on the Hot 100 and the Album 200 charts from 2000 to 2024. So based on that, the biggest artists of the 21st century, I think you can guess number one, probably. I'm a real tough kid. I can handle it. Taylor Swift, she was number one, top artist of the 21st century. What got me, though, I was kind of surprised at the rest of the top five, though. Do you guys have any guesses, like biggest artists of the 21st century?
What was Beyonce?
Well, Beyonce, she made the top 10. I was surprised she was not in the top five,
that
though.
Surprises me.
Yeah. Number two was Drake.
Drizzy.
What?
That dude?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. He had some massive hits. He was number two. Number three? Rihanna.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This guy had has had a massive 21st century just in multiple genres. Post Malone was number four.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he really is. Coming to town here, he's going to be at Allegiant Stadium. And then number five, Eminem, the fifth top artist of the 21st century. All right, so try to keep an open mind about this. I don't know. I like you said, we're like less than 10 days into 2025, and I'm like struggling with some of these stories that are coming out. And then we get this one, Jimmy John's. They have chosen to bring back their Kickin' Ranch sauce, which I guess was removed from the menu about a year ago. And it's back, but it's back with a little bit of a twist. The Kickin' Ranch flavor is available throughout the store, and it's available now as a soup. Would you guys want a ranch dressing soup? They say it's a 6-ounce soup-sized container of their sauce for slurping, sipping, or dipping. And they're playfully calling it a soup. I don't know that it's actually like brothy, but that's how they're marketing it now.
I'll pass on that. Oh, my God.
I love ranch dressing. I would definitely do a ranch dressing soup.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Ranch dressing. I don't like ranch.
I love ranch more. I think that's my favorite dressing of all time. Ketchup is good, whatever. But ranch is my favorite.
There's so many different things you can dip ranch in, but it has to be a certain kind of ranch. I don't like store-bought ranch, bottled ranch. Can't stand
what?
It. I like fresh ranch.
You make yours homemade?
I don't make it homemade, but like if I go out to a restaurant, yeah, their homemade ranch, yeah, that's gotcha, the kind, okay, that I like. The kind that's in the bottle that's all thick, mm, and you have to like hit the bottle and then it comes out and it'll clump. No, I am not about that.
The thicker the better for me. And I can see it with like a chicken broth, maybe with some vegetables. It's the ranch dressing base, but I don't see me like slurping ranch dressing. But if Jimmy John's is coming out with this, maybe I'll give it a shot.
If you had to do a shot of one condiment, what would you do?
Ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
What about you guys?
Hot sauce. I would do hot sauce.
Tabasco. Yeah,
yeah, Tabasco. Yeah.
Tabasco. Oh,
yeah. Ew, that sounds gross.
I put Tabasco on everything.
I mean, you can't go wrong when it comes to Tabasco. Mm-hmm. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There are certain things that people can do that I really feel like makes you a trash human being. Like just things that are so unnecessary. Yesterday, I'm driving home. I'm on Buffalo getting ready to go west on the 215. I'm at the double turn lane waiting to turn. And I see the car in front of me and they roll down their window. Light turns green. We get the green arrow. And as they pull away, they dump this huge bag that looks like it's from a fast food restaurant, like a McDonald's bag. Just huge bag. Throw it out the window. And then to add insult to injury, right after that, they took their fast food cup and just dumped it out. It goes splashing ice everywhere. I'm like, are you kidding me? In the middle of the road as we're about to get on the 215? What is wrong with you?
That makes me so angry. It's just, take your time, get to your place. When you get to your destination, just throw it in the trash. Why are you throwing it out of the window?
And not just that, but like there are cars behind you. I'm like, okay, so basically like you're throwing trash at me. Once it goes out the window, I'm approaching it now.
Now you have Coke all over your windshield.
Luckily, that didn't happen. But I feel like there are certain things that people will do that just tells you a lot about like their character. And if you're the kind of person that throws out your empty bags of fast food or your trash, I just think that makes you a trash human being.
Oh, for sure. I have one. Now that you're saying it, off the top of my head, I was at Costco last weekend and we're putting our groceries away. And my biggest pet peeve is when people do not put their grocery carts in the corral. And this guy, right across the little lot from us, I can see him, and he parked right next to like a little island where there's a curb. He put cart right there. And I looked at him and I had a stare down with him. I looked at him to see if he was going to do it because I could tell he went through all of this effort with his cart to put it up on the island. And then he looked around and I saw him. We made eye contact and he looked away fast.
What do you think? There was like a mom that went viral a couple of months ago and she's like, I refuse to put my cart in the cart corral because I have kids. So once I put them in the car, I'm not leaving the car to go put it back in there. I'm going to put it up, and that's someone is paid to come and get that and put it away.
As someone, as a mom, since I'm not a mom, what do you think of that?
I feel like you can wheel, you know, your groceries into your car with your kid, take them to the corral, and then walk back with them. Now, if you have a carrier and all sorts of stuff, it's a little more difficult, but I mean, you got to find a way to make it work. You know, yeah. It's common courtesy, I think. Let's talk to Stacy. Hey, Stacy, good morning. What makes you a trash human being?
You know, I get a lot in a public place. You get people, they're on their phone, which is normal. But do you have to have it on speakerphone and be loud? And I can hear both sides of the conversation. Even a mile away from them, I can hear both sides of their whole conversation.
People do that a lot, I've noticed.
I hate that, man.
And not only that, it's distracting.
It is.
It's distracting. I'm like, now I can't focus on what I'm doing because I hear your whole conversation about so-and-so.
Yeah. Put it to your ear.
Seriously. Exactly. Let's talk to Christina. Christina, what is something that someone does that really tells you a lot about their character?
Okay, so getting into this call, I have so many things in mind, but I changed my mind about it. Now, this past weekend, we went to see the Chargers game at the Raiders Stadium, the Allegiant Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And as we were walking out, this guy decides to light up a cigar. Not a cigarette, a cigar. Mm. In a really crowded area. So we just walked out of the stadium. I just hate that. Like, people, there's kids around. There's so many people around. Light a cigar right now.
Christina, was it a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan?
Charger.
Oh, that bums me out. I'm a Chargers fan.
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Thanks, Christina. Let's talk to Big KB here. I don't know why I'm having such a problem with my phone.
Here, I got you.
Big KB, good morning. What is it that someone does that just tells you so much about their character?
Good morning, guys. And again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This one kills me, guys. I find this one to be excruciating. Say you're in line, McDonald's, Wendy's, Starbucks, and the line is long, right? And this person comes in the door very discreetly, very slowly, gets near the counter and looks up like they're looking at the menu, right? Now, the staff is working very hard to get all the customers out, and the girl turns around and sees a lady at the counter, and she says, "Can I help you, please?" Oh. And the lady looks up and says, "Oh, can I get a large coffee, please?" And she says, "Yes, ma'am." And she scurries off to make the coffee. And she looks at us all in the line. And it's about eight of us now.
She says,
"Guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you. You guys are all in. I'm so sorry.
You're like, you know exactly what you're doing at that point.
Pretend not to see you. Oh, I didn't know there was a line. Oh, that sucks.
One person, here's the thing. This is what kills me is when you are on a text chain with a bunch of people, with a group text, and you're finalizing plans, and this person doesn't respond until 7 hours later after you made plans, and then they say, "Oh, I can't do that at that time." You're like, dude, what the hell were you for?
We were all in this conversation, yes. And now you decide to chime in. I guess you're not going.
Mercedes, don't lie. That was you. You didn't respond.
It takes me a little bit. I'm sorry. 4.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm really confused. I don't understand why people are starting to ban these. What was her whole idea behind this?
So my sister-in-law, who just got married, one of the things in her bridal party, she asked to please not wear Apple Watches, which I understood. I said, "Hey, look, I totally get the bridal party Apple Watches. They look a little tacky." She said, "It just doesn't match the vibe." Some of the Apple Watch bands too. They're like kind of just don't match.
Or the rubbery ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And she even said that her and her fiance were considering no Apple Watches, even for the guests. I'm like, even for the guests? She goes, "Yeah, I'm spending thousands of dollars on photos and videos. And if I see someone looking at their Apple Watch, I just think it's super just tacky. If people need to be more in the moment."
Okay, so is it more of a style thing or is it more of a distraction thing? And has anyone else seen that? I've seen a couple of people posting things about banning Apple Watches. And I'm really confused because I wear an Apple Watch. Now, I get the wedding party pictures. You don't want, you know, to look like Spy Kids in there that you're talking into your Apple Watch. I get that. But as a guest, why would it be an issue if I wore an Apple Watch? I would get more distracted by my phone than the Apple Watch.
If that's what she wants, it's her day. Why don't you, everybody, just oblige with that? I mean, I don't understand what the problem is there.
I'm not saying, like, oblige, but I'm just saying, why?
I mean,
why do you want me to not wear my watch?
Well, it's a celebration. It's a distraction. Like, if you can't just turn off for, like, a couple of hours and just celebrate the moment. If that's what they're asking you to do, I mean, that's what I'm getting from that standpoint.
Okay, if they want to take the phones and
yeah,
stuff
cool.
too, you're
take it for
you're
4 hours. Unplug. You're supposed to be there celebrating the wedding, their day.
No phones.
No phones.
Apple Watches.
Nope.
No kids. Sometimes
cool
at weddings. Mercedes, your mom, what do you think of that?
Well, I asked no kids, and that was just simply because it was at a really fancy place, and it was very, you know, expensive, and there wasn't the type of menu that we could have kids. So I did say that, but like, as a mom, I do need to have access to my phone just in case there's some sort of an emergency. But I am polite enough to not be distracted by my phone, but if my watch buzzes and it's my kid, I need to have access. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. If you went to a wedding and they're like, we don't want you to be distracted by anything, so we're going to collect phones, we're banning Apple Watches, I probably would just kindly decline. I send a nice gift, but I'd be like, I just need to have access.
I've been to events where they take your phone. And so that you don't take pictures and stuff like that. And you just basically unplug for a couple of hours.
But
and
you
then
still have your Apple Watch on.
Yeah, but you can't take a picture with your Apple Watch
I don't need to take a picture. It's not about taking pictures for me. It's about having access in case of an emergency. That's just my mom brain working. And I just want to be accessible at all times for my family. No one else. I don't care about anyone
right.
else.
I get
you know?
That point.
Do you turn off your notifications? Because I think we own Apple Watches, but sometimes emails come through. Like, what kind of notifications are you getting on your watch that maybe if I was at a wedding, I'd be distracted?
I don't get any. I turn it on Do Not Disturb, and the only people that are going to get through to me are my family. So, like, if I get other texts, I'm not going to get them. I would definitely put Do Not Disturb on.
Do you really think that people will not go to the wedding just because of the fact that she said, oh, no Apple Watches and no phones? You think that nobody will show up to that wedding just because of
that? I would consider not going because I don't need to make an issue for her. I'm not going to try to, like, say, hey, you need to make an exception for me. I need to bring my Apple Watch and my phone. If that's what she wants, that's her wedding. But I need to be accessible, so I might just send a nice gift and call it
a
day.
But you know ahead of time, though. You can make plans ahead of time knowing that situation, saying, hey, all right, so she says no phone, so I need to make arrangements so that I don't need to use my phone for those 2 hours.
Well, how do you make arrangements with kids that have incidents, you know, like how, hey guys, don't have an emergency, okay? Don't like, get into trouble, and then we'll be all good.
Look at the text line that just came on. I didn't even think about this. It says, man, I have an Apple Watch tan line that will look more tacky.
Yeah. You want me to show up with that? the tan line, it looks awful, especially with my weird band. I don't know. We're way too dependent on technology. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's really sad. How did my parents survive when I was gone? And there was an emergency. I have no idea how they did it. All right. It is time to win. We are playing Heads Up right now. And we have your tickets to check out Maroon 5. It is the M5LV residency at Dolby Live. And your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Travis, you're caller 20.
Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. We want you to win these Maroon 5 tickets. Right now with Heads Up, we have a couple of categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Fly Away or Hobby Lobby?
Ooh, how about Hobby Lobby?
Okay, Hobby Lobby. January is National Hobby Month. So these are all different hobbies, okay?
Okay.
Different hobbies. Now, all you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds and you will win. You ready to do this, Travis?
I am.
All right, Travis, Mercedes, your time, it starts now.
People will, like, on the streets and on trails, they'll, jogging is another word for doing this.
Hiking? Hiking, running?
Running, yes. This is what the Raiders play.
Football.
Yes. This is when you're on a court with a racket and a yellow ball.
Tennis.
Yes. This is five card stud is a type of
poker.
Yes. This is ballroom, hip hop, different kinds of. Yes. This is when I take like a pencil to a paper and make a picture, I am
drawing.
Yeah. Travis, no problem at all. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to see Maroon 5, their M5LV residency over at Dolby Live. That is show is happening in March, and you are in for free. Congratulations. And we will have a final pair of these tickets for you with Heads Up tomorrow morning.
Let me tell you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So this does not surprise me at all. You know how Diddy is still in jail, and recently Luigi Mangione, the guy who allegedly killed the CEO of United Healthcare, he got put in the same jail as Diddy.
Wait, I didn't know that.
They're in the same jail.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Diddy was like the man of the hour in prison, apparently, until Luigi showed up. And now he's furious that this Luigi guy is stealing his thunder. Sources say that he is so upset that Luigi's getting this hero's welcome and getting all the attention in prison. Their source says, even in prison, Diddy's ego is bigger than life. He always wants to be the center of everything. He has to be the biggest star wherever he goes. It's all that matters to him.
Okay, they're both in prison, first of all. There's no, like, I'm the better person than you. I mean, I've never been in jail or prison before, so I can't imagine what that's like a fly on the wall between those two.
But yeah, the fact that he's, like, you're in jail, dude. You should not worry about the bigger star. And why do you think so many people love this Luigi guy? Is it because he's hot? Is it because he's, you know, taking a stand against the healthcare industry? Like, the fact that he's getting his hero's welcome in prison is like, whoa.
Diddy okay. Can't help himself, man. I mean, even in prison, he can't help himself. Isn't that sad?
It is. And I think I saw a video of him. Is it true that Diddy was riding a bicycle around the prison? Like, he was, I guess there's two floors. There's like a top floor and there's a bottom floor, and there's a guy recording, and Diddy's just riding a bicycle in prison.
How the hell did he get a bicycle in prison?
Again, I have to confirm if this is fact, okay. But I saw a video, like, look at Diddy just riding a bicycle in prison. It's like, dude.
Gotta get your exercise, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I did not see that. I would love to see that video, though. Also this morning, the start of the new year for a lot of people means a hunt for a new job, and a lot of Americans are looking at this new research from LinkedIn. They just put out this report on the 2025 jobs on the rise. And these are all the fastest growing occupations in the U.S. And these have been the fastest growing occupations for the past 3 years. And, you know, you go back 20 years ago, some of these didn't even exist. The fastest growing job this year will be an artificial intelligence engineer, AI engineer. That's the fastest growing job. And at number two is an AI consultant. So if you know your AI, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for you jobs-wise this year. Physical therapist was number three. Workforce development manager, number four. And then the fifth fastest growing job this year is going to be a travel advisor.
People, especially after the pandemic, people are trying to travel more and such. So I could see that.
But have you noticed that, like, back 20 years ago, Travel agent was a huge job. And then a lot of people started getting access to the internet and booking stuff themselves, and they didn't need travel agents anymore. So now this travel advisor, it sounds like they are giving you advice on these are great places to go for families, or this is a great hotel to stay in. I want to know what a travel advisor is compared to a travel agent.
Right, because they book the things for you versus like, hey, this is where are you, I think based off your personality maybe, or based off of how many children you have or how old you are, this is the place I recommend that you travel to. And during the time of the year too.
Yeah, what are the busy times? What are the off-peak times for you to save the most money? So yeah, those are the fastest growing jobs this year. Finally this morning, I would love if Las Vegas implemented something like this. I would be rich. That is for sure. There are so many bad drivers, and all of us, we could quit and just drive around for a living. That's what we would do. Vietnam, they're paying people to report bad drivers up to $200 a pop.
What?
If you report, if you see someone texting and driving or running a red light, you can report them and get 10% of whatever their fine is.
Is this $200 US?
Yes.
Okay.
So the maximum payout it's just under $200. So technically it's 5 million dong. That's what they're paid in. That's their national currency in Vietnam. So that's per driver. So you could just go around and report bad drivers.
I'm looking at an ad for it. It says snitch for cash. Vietnam paying citizens up to $200 to snitch on bad drivers anonymously too.
Oh, I love that even more. I mean, just based on yesterday alone, I would have made probably over $1,000 based on all the bad drivers I saw.
But how are they going to justify that? I mean, they're going to take somebody else's word. So like, say for instance, if you had a girlfriend or a wife, like we were talking about before, that you just broke up with, you can report that person just out of the blue and say, this person did this and blah, blah, blah. How can they reinforce that?
It looks like based off this article that you have to hand over camera footage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, hey, you were thinking about that dash cam, Mercedes.
Yeah. I have a dash cam. I got one.
Oh,
yeah, I got a dash cam so I can record things. But the problem is, like, if you are on your phone recording someone who's texting and driving, aren't you now a bad driver because you're recording?
True.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Is there a class that you wish they would have had for you, either when you were younger or right now, that just would have helped you so much in your life? There is a college, UK's Nottingham College, they're seeing a problem with Gen Z. So they are introducing some coaching to help them with the anxiety that is caused by talking to someone on the phone. A lot of Gen Z has what they call telephonophobia, which is the fear of talking on the phone. So they'll get nauseous, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, dizziness, muscular tension, all because they have to make a phone call. So now they're coming up with this class that you can actually take, a college course, to help you learn how to talk on the phone.
My nephew is Gen Z, and he doesn't call me. He doesn't. He texts me. He goes, hey, what's up? Are you free? I'm like, yeah, why? And then I'm expecting a phone call. And then no, he's just writing out paragraphs of text. And then when I ask him, like, hey, call so-and-so, and he's like, man. So he'll call them, and then I'm like, all right, then leave a voicemail. He's like, a voicemail? I don't ever leave voicemails.
Like, well, who even checks voicemail anymore?
I do.
You check your voicemail.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, Jay leaves voicemails.
He does. I don't leave voicemails. I'm just like, bum. Oh, and Jay Love leaves the same voicemail. Yo, give me a call back.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's your voicemail.
But you guys like that. I mean, you're making fun of me, but it's, you know, you understand that that when I call, it's important.
Well, I don't listen to them. I just read the transcript of it.
Too.
And I love how it spells out bye-bye. BUH-BYE.
And then, no, sometimes when I see your voicemails come in, Jay, and it's only 3 seconds, I know it's just, hey, give me a call.
Because I don't want to leave a long message, because then the fact that it's like I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I don't want to leave it on the voicemail.
Or you could just text us.
Yeah,
I don't
just
do
text.
That. I forget text. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your voice.
Maybe we have this telephonophobia too. I know I do not like talking on the phone at all.
Why?
But I don't like it. I don't like it. If it can be done as a text, that's quicker. It's faster. I feel like there's too much time wasted on small talk. Hey, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? Okay, good. Like, just tell me what you want. Have
but
you
we're
noticed?
We're talking right now, though. I mean,
well, that's different. That's
how?
Different because phone calls are like we're off the air. Have you noticed, Mercedes, when we get on the phone, I know like we're like, okay, let's get over the small talk. Let's
yeah,
get right
get
into
to the
it.
Point. You
yeah.
know?
I don't do that when we
no.
talk.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yo, what's up?
What are you doing? Oh, and then he's like, dang, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you because I'm like, all right, what's up? What's up? What's up? And he's like, I'm trying to talk to you. Like, how was your holidays? And I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go.
And they were wonderful. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But I wish that I would have taken a class in like finance, mortgages, home. Before I bought a house, I didn't know what any of that stuff meant. And when I went to go buy my first house with my husband, they're like, have you applied for a mortgage? And we're like, what does that even mean? Like, right. We didn't know. I wish I would have had a class.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's smart. They should have that in classes. I mean, schools right now.
Right now. Seriously.
Something for me I wish I had classes on is dealing with breakups. Like how to deal with breakups or how to deal with grief. How do you get over that stuff? I think about like when I dealt with my grandma's passing, that was really tough for me. And then breaking up with my ex, I was a mess. I was like everywhere. I was partying and stuff. I think if we had a class for it to like get your mental health prepared for it, that would be a great class.
Yeah, but that's like a good benefit of not talking on the phone. You just get it all the breakup done on text and then you walk away from it, you know?
And I think that for me, I would love to have a class that says, and a lot of men will understand this one, understanding women. If I had a class to understand women, I would probably fail the final exam because the syllabus would change every time.
Oh, come on. What? Give me a break. That is like so antiquated. I think you're like, oh, you ladies, I can't keep up with you.
Oh, I know. And then he gives you and he calls and he leaves a voicemail. What does he say, Mercedes?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.